Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Yes, it is. Welcome in. Thanksgiving Eve here on the BetMGM Network, which means we are in the middle of a whole lot of action. In for Joe O and Sammy P this week. I'm Chris Mack alongside Kate Constable. There was plenty of hoops last night, both of a college and NBA variety. I shouldn't say last night. It was all day for college hoops. There's plenty of football to look ahead to with the NFL Thanksgiving and Black Friday slate, a double pick week and Survivor for most of you. We'll get into that today. Of course, I'll complain some more about the lack of respect for stuffing because we're going to power rank Thanksgiving foods because it's a Wednesday and we got to do something fun like that. Plenty to get into, including college football rivalry weekend, a whole lot going on. We'll get into the updated CFP rankings in just a moment. Somebody made a jump. And things are getting a little sketchy on the bubble there, right around 10, 11, 12. But, Kate, let's make a promise to each other and everyone listening. On Thanksgiving Eve, if you're over the age of, I'm going to give it 35, okay? I'm going to play it safe. You younger millennials, you know, early 30s, you want to go out and hit it, go ahead. But Thanksgiving Eve, don't do yourself in for Thanksgiving by going out and getting crazy tonight. Just don't do it. We had a friend in a neighborhood group chat last night suggest that we should go out tonight. I was like, excuse me, we're all in our 40s. We all have kids. We don't need to do this. What are we thinking?
Chris, I'm 35. The cutoff for me was 10 years ago. Like, 35 is way too old. I'm talking like after college, maybe you give yourself a couple years and you do the whole Blackout Wednesday thing. You literally go blackout with all your friends, right, that you haven't seen in forever.
Yeah.
That's fun. But no, we're way too old for this. It's switched from like, and I'm not this person, and I don't think I will ever be this person, but it's switched from going out Wednesday night to doing like the turkey trots on Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you never did those when you came home from college because you were going to be hungover. Those are, and I think people who do turkey trots are insane to get up and, you know, run that early. But like, that's where you need to, if you're still like low, late 20s, early 30s, and you're still doing the Wednesday night thing, start, you know, just put the idea in the back of your mind that maybe you need to become a turkey trot Thursday morning person.
Yeah. Some reevaluations need to be made.
Yeah.
In our early 20s, we could go out Wednesday night. We could get up and play in the turkey bowl on Thursday morning.
Right.
And we'd get through it just fine. We ain't
get a Bloody Mary
anymore
after the game.
Yeah.
Food and you're good.
You're smashing beers in between plays of your turkey bowl. You're like, yeah, let's get right back on the horse. We're not those people anymore.
No.
Take it easy, okay? Sit around and watch sports tonight. That's what we can do. We can find some things to bet on, definitely. 9 NBA games, a full slate of college basketball as well. But let's dive into the CFP rankings. Updated again last night. 1 through 5 stay the same. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Georgia, Texas Tech, where we start to get a little bit of movement. Oregon's win over USC leapfrogs them from 7-6 over idle Ole Miss, who also have all the Lane Kiffin questions swirling. 8 to 10 remain the same, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, and Alabama. And then beyond that, obviously, you've got Miami as the ACC placeholder right now, for lack of a better way to put it, at 11. And you've got the Group of Five team, in this case, Tulane, that placeholder there at 12. BYU actually ranked 11th. Miami actually ranked 12th. Utah, 13. Vandy, 14. Michigan, 15. So this starts to feed into just a little bit of that narrative that we started to unwrap yesterday, Kate, about Ole Miss maybe being a little bit vulnerable. They get jumped by a team. Granted, it's a good win for Oregon, right? I'm not going to argue that. A good win over USC. And Ole Miss was idle. But it starts to feed into that narrative. And the committee, for what it's worth, yesterday on the rankings show, didn't have much of an answer as to how they would evaluate Ole Miss if Lane Kiffin departs after Friday's game against Mississippi State.
So if Kiffin departs, he's not coaching in the playoffs, assuming that Ole Miss still gets there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the committee has said in the past, like, it can evaluate teams if a key player is injured or a coach is not there. That's what happened to Florida State a couple of years ago with Jordan Travis. Yep. I would imagine with Ole Miss kind of being on the bubble right now and maybe being a team that's already could potentially be knocked off, even if Kiffin is coaching, I think they leave Ole Miss out if Lane Kiffin is not on the sidelines. Like, yeah, it would really suck for all those players. Like, that would be awful for them. Your head coach leaves and that just kind of screws your entire season, everything you've worked for, to then be left out of the playoff. But I think it's certainly capable of happening, especially with kind of how things are a little jumbled. Like, there is talk Notre Dame could be left out. Again, this is all like such if, a brain.
The whole thing in question,
Yes.
Yeah, the reason we started to feed into it yesterday was the idea of BYU and Texas Tech meeting in the Big 12 championship, which they both each need to win games that they're heavily favored in this weekend. And then if BYU upset Texas Tech, that could create sort of a bid thief situation from the Big 12 getting two teams in. And yeah, I saw what you mentioned, Heather Dinich, this morning on SportsCenter, talking about the idea of Notre Dame maybe getting bumped in that situation where, let's say Ole Miss doesn't lose, okay? Let's say Ole Miss holds serve against Mississippi State. Let's say Oklahoma wins, Bama wins. Let's say A&M loses and Bama gets to go to the SEC championship game, and that opens the door for, yeah, a Notre Dame bump, because I think whether you like it or not, recency bias is a thing, and in a lot of cases you see these larger wins stacking up at the end of the year, and you don't see Notre Dame playing, or you only see Notre Dame beat Stanford, yeah, I think that may be a possibility as well.
I mean, it is certainly a possibility. I would be shocked if the committee, like, it's kind of like the committee leaving out Alabama if they have a reason to put them in. It just doesn't happen, right? Like, the committee wants Notre Dame in the playoff. I feel like they try and find a way to get them in, even if the BYU situation happens. Especially with how, like, I think you mentioned this yesterday, Chris, but in the four games since November 1st, Notre Dame's beaten its opponents by a score of 181 to 42. Like, they have been dominant. They're 35 point favorites this weekend. That's a hard team to leave out, but I don't know who else you leave out then.
Yeah, I do think, and it'll be interesting to see how Pitt plays Miami this weekend, because it is a home game for Pitt. And I'm not even relating this to Miami's chances to maybe sneak into the ACC championship game or their at-large hopes or anything like that. But if Pitt should play Miami really close or even upset them at home, then that makes that win for Notre Dame look that much more impressive. Pitt sitting right now in the low 20s in the rankings.
Right.
And so that could help Notre Dame a good bit as well. That would be a dominant win over a top 20 team that a lot of us at the time went, okay, it's Pitt. Their coach said the game didn't matter anyway. But I think on paper, the committee would look at it and say, no, that's a really dominant win on the road against a top 20 team. And so that may be a saving grace for Notre Dame as well. For what it's worth, as it relates to the Ole Miss playoff odds, We told you yesterday, Ole Miss was plus 450 at BetMGM to miss the playoffs. Since last night's rankings and all of the other stuff that we've talked about, down to plus 350 at BetMGM now to miss the playoffs. So there has been a move on that number. Still a good number, I think, if you think there's a chance Ole Miss trips up due to all the Kiffin drama at Starkville on Friday, and you think maybe with some other things happening, they somehow get bounced because they've got the softest of the schedules amongst those two-loss SEC teams, again, if they were to lose the Egg Bowl. So maybe still a chance to jump in on that if you think Ole Miss is vulnerable. We will see. I think BYU, they've got a game against UCF, and it's an early kick, like a 10 or 11 a.m. kick on Saturday at home. You know, you're dragging UCF up into the mountains. They're going to be gasping for breath. It's an early game. BYU could run away with that one. I want to say it's a big spread, like 13.5. I'm all over BYU in that one. But if BYU should handle their business, and like we've talked about, this is probably the first string that you pull to start to unravel the sweater, BYU beating Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game would open up this whole world of possibilities. You've also got the possibility, Kate, this was talked about by Heather Dinich on SportsCenter this morning as well. Michigan's at 15, kind of sitting there right outside the bubble, kind of barely on the bubble with Vandy and Utah. A win over Ohio State would be the best win in the country all season long for anyone. So regardless of whether Oregon lost and Michigan snuck into the Big Ten title game, I think there's a question about Michigan maybe sneaking in as well. Again, based on the committee's recency bias, and they would have a marquee win, the best win in the country all year long, if they were able to upset Ohio State at home on Saturday.
Which then you would, I mean, Ohio State would still get in the playoffs. So then you'd have potentially three teams in, because Michigan would have to then go on and to the Big Ten championship and win. Or do you think they could be in regardless?
Well, like, that's my question.
Does the win over Ohio State keep them alive just in terms of they would play in the Big Ten championship, or keep them alive in terms of that would be a big enough win to put them in the playoff?
I think it. The committee may look at it as a big enough win to get them in at large based on how some of these other two-loss teams shake out. Because Michigan still needs an Oregon loss to get into the Big Ten championship game, if I understand the scenario correctly. Yeah. So, I could Michigan be an at-large bid into the playoff? They're plus 475 right now at BetMGM. So, that's something to consider. Although, if you're willing to bet Michigan to get into the playoff, you're asking for a lot more to happen, probably, or at least a few more things to happen aside from them upsetting Ohio State. And the number on them against Ohio State right now on the money line is 320. So consider the options. If you think Michigan can upset Ohio State at home, plus 320 on the money line may be your bet. If you think some other dominoes could fall, maybe it's Michigan plus 475 to make the playoff. We'll get back into college football plenty throughout the show, including some projected spreads on what those CFP matchups could be based on this week's bracket coming up at the top of the third and final hour, and a look at some of those rivalry weekend spreads in the next half hour or so here on Bet Sweats. Don't forget to download us in podcast form wherever you get your podcast: Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. Doesn't matter. Tune in. iHeartRadio, Odyssey. We're available all over the place to take with you during the drive this Thanksgiving weekend and stay up to date on everything happening. Feast week continued, Kate. We had Bama, Gonzaga, St. John's, Iowa State, all with decisive victories out in Vegas, and Michigan State and UNC, for what it's worth, against some lesser opponents down in a tournament in Fort Myers. Most impressive win, though, may have been number 7 Michigan absolutely walloping 21st ranked Auburn. They beat them by 30. They had a 28-point halftime lead. They had 6 players in double figures, including 3 off the bench, and they're going to face Gonzaga tonight. Have not seen a published line on that game yet, but Michigan looked really good.
I mean, start to finish, Michigan was just dominant. Like, Auburn was never in this game, even a couple minutes into it. It was Michigan the entire time, and that's what happens when you shoot over 50% from the field, 40% from deep, and you hold Auburn to just 35%. Like, they couldn't score. They couldn't get off good shots that they liked. It was just a good old-fashioned butt-kicking by Michigan, and got to give them some confidence now going into a game against Gonzaga, who's been pretty good over the last couple of games themselves.
Yeah, Auburn's going to get St. John's today. The Red Storm favored by 5.5 as of this morning. You've also got Tennessee against Kansas. Tennessee, a huge upset win yesterday over Houston, 76-73. A full, let's see if I can do the math, 12.5 points over the total yesterday that we talked about. We talked about going under just because, hey, it's Houston, Tennessee, pace of play, all that. But these early season tournaments, sometimes teams don't necessarily play completely within the personality that we're used to them playing with.
Chris, it felt to me like the under had a chance to hit late in the second half. And then the last like 5 minutes of the game, they decided to play no defense and everyone just scored every possession. Like, it was almost like they knew that Kate Constable had the under in that game and we're just going to screw her. Yeah. Like, it was not good. I knew the moment, like, the tempo picked up a little bit down the stretch. I was like, yeah, Chris was right.
38-35 had me concerned for you at the half. I was like, ooh, yeah, this is going to have to grind in the second half. Then the way it picked up towards the end was like, eesh. NBA Cup games. And we'll get back into college basketball a little bit later as well with a full look at today's card. I mentioned St. John's, Auburn, Tennessee, Kansas, Gonzaga, Michigan, some marquee matchups we'll talk about in the third and final hour as well. NBA in-season tournament continued last night. Luka went off right from the jump. We'll talk about the Lakers win over the Clippers. Sixers got embarrassed at home. And we'll take a peek at today's NBA card as well with 9 games. Plus, we get you up to date on those Thanksgiving NFL injury reports next, right here on Bet Sweats.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Stacked card of NBA action tonight. 9 NBA in-season tournament games highlighted by the Pistons, who are off to a hot start, traveling to Boston. You've got a rematch of the Western Conference Finals in OKC with the T-Wolves visiting the Thunder. Can Anthony Edwards drop 40 for a third straight game? And you got the Rockets, actually dogs on the road against the Golden State Warriors. without Kevin Durant, though. So we'll get into those and a few others coming up in just a couple minutes. We'll get into the full Thanksgiving and Black Friday NFL slate a couple times today at the top of the hour here. So in about 40 minutes or so, Green Bay still 2.5-point dogs at Detroit. Kansas City, 3-point favorites at Dallas. Cincy, touchdown dogs at Baltimore without T. Higgins, without Trey Hendrickson, but Joe Burrow back, kind of important. And the Bears, touchdown dogs at Philly on Black Friday afternoon. It's also a double pick week in Survivor, so we'll try to get a handle on that about an hour and 20 minutes from now here on Bet Sweats alongside Kate Constable. I'm Chris Mack, in for Joe O and Sammy P. Make sure you're taking us with you wherever you're going this Thanksgiving holiday weekend inside the Audacy app, AUDACY, and watching on YouTube, as well as the first hour on your Bally Sports Live app, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern every day on Stadium via the Bally Sports Live app. But a quick update on the injury reports for these Thanksgiving games, Kate. Josh Jacobs, we've talked a lot about Green Bay this week and their difficulties in finding any kind of consistency on offense. They were lucky enough to win against the Vikings this past Sunday because J.J. McCarthy was just butt. He was terrible. and so I think there's still a lot of questions. They have not, at least in my opinion, recovered yet. And I don't know if you can fully recover from the loss of Tucker Kraft for the season. Josh Jacobs is key to that offense. Limited participant yesterday in practice. I would imagine they will get him out there. The question for me is still going to be, how effective can he be? Is he going to play the full game? How much trouble does that knee give him against the Lions?
Yeah, I think he needs to be on the field if you're going to back the Packers in this game. I don't know if you get another Emmanuel Wilson game where he goes for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. I don't really see that happening against this Lions team. Like, you can't count on that. So Josh Jacobs, the news that comes down over the next 24 hours is going to be huge. I don't think it really moves the line a whole lot, if at all, having Jacobs in. But I think it would give you a whole lot more confidence betting the Packers, knowing that he's able to go. Again, like to your point, though, how healthy is he realistically going to be? That's kind of the big question up in the air that we probably won't get an answer to prior to kickoff.
Kickoff, yeah. Same difference. He'll tip the ball with his foot. There you go. Chiefs, Cowboys, I don't think any appreciable injury news to note as of yet. For that game, I mean, that's more just a question of, do the Chiefs continue to get back on the horse against this Dallas defense that has been slowly improving? Again, we'll get into that in more detail at the top of the hour. I mentioned Joe Burrow back for the Bengals. T. Higgins out in concussion protocol. Still no Trey Hendrickson. And for the Ravens, I didn't see anything on the injury report that immediately jumped out to me. Justice Hill, complimentary back to Derrick Henry, did not practice yesterday, but nothing on those Thursday games aside from what we talked about with Josh Jacobs and the Packers that jumps out at you right away the day before those Thanksgiving games. So we will, again, get into those games in a little bit more of a deep dive at the top of the hour, but there's plenty of NBA tonight as well. We wanted to talk just a little bit about 9 different NBA Cup games being played. In-season tournament continues tonight. I want to take a step back just real quick, though, Kate, to last night. I mentioned Luka going off against the Clippers. 24 of the 37 first-quarter points scored by the Lakers were Luka Doncic. They were 6.5-point favorites against the Clippers. They took care of that. They won by 17. And Luka finished with 43, 13 assists, just a single rebound away from a triple-double. Lakers have won 5 in a row now, including 3 since LeBron jumped into the lineup. They're looking what you would expect the Lakers to look like with Luka on a heater, Austin Reeves still playing well, and now LeBron rolled back into it as well.
I mean, 24 points in the first quarter, Chris. That's the most Luka's had in a quarter or in the first quarter since becoming a Laker. Like, this is firmly Luka's team, and that's not, like, any breaking news. We've known that basically since he was traded, but like the volume of shots that Luka's getting up, 28 shots last night, 7 of 12 from deep. Like, The guy is playing unbelievable basketball right now. And then you pair that with Austin Reeves, who, like, dare I say, he's the number two right now. I mean, I know LeBron is still there, but LeBron is 40. What, 40? Is he 41? Whatever he is, he's old. He's old for an NBA player.
Thank
he's
you.
He's still very young in life.
Appreciate
still
it.
Very young in life.
Way to backpedal.
Yeah. But, like, when you have Austin Reeves playing at this high of a level too, like, this is a pretty good Lakers team. They're someone that should be at this point of the season, and I know we are very early into the season, like, you know, less than 20 games in, but this could be a deep Western Conference playoff team.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The one thing I will say, look, I get it. It's LA. It's the holidays. Maybe you're handing the tickets off to somebody else who doesn't ordinarily go to games. I don't know. But I stayed up, as you could tell from the dark circles under my eyes, to try and watch at least the first quarter of this game last night, which didn't tip until 11:15 Eastern. What the hell are we
That's
doing?
Insane.
I get it. It's the West Coast, but, like, could you give me an extra half hour, maybe 10:30 Eastern start, maybe? Anyway, that crowd at Crypto.com Staples Center Arena, whatever the hell the place is called now, is dead at the beginning of the game. I watched a little bit of the pregame introductions, and they introduce LeBron first now, by the way, and then they roll through the rest of the lineup and they do Luka last. The first sign of life that I heard from the crowd, and they have this massive pregame introduction with highlights playing on the giant scoreboard in the middle of the court. Laker girls are dancing around, and White Stripes is blasting at like 150 decibels. And that crowd was sitting there. I saw at least half of them just looking at their phones like, oh, okay. Oh, there's going to be a basketball game. Okay, yeah, let me know when it starts. I mean, the first sign of life was when they introduced Luka. That was the first time you heard a little bit of a pop from the crowd. Lakers fans, you have Luka Doncic on your roster. He's going nuts right now. And you're getting the twilight of LeBron James' career. We can argue about how effective he may or may not be at times. Sure. Enjoy yourselves. Don't be afraid to cheer. I know it's LA and you're really cool, but it's still okay to cheer at a basketball game. I had to get that off my chest. Speaking of crowds, the crowd in Philly had to be disappointed last night. Sixers got rolled by the Magic. 144-103. And really, another game that, I mean, one team was just never in. Anthony Black had a season-high career best, 31 for the Magic. The most life you saw out of the Sixers was Andre Drummond trying to start a fight at one point in the middle of the second quarter. He was
squaring up. He was ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, he literally put his fists up like an old-timey 1920s boxer. Hey, come here now. It was a bad effort from the Sixers. And so that was not expected by either one of us. We'll own it. Yesterday we were on the Sixers. Yeah. I was on Tyrese Maxey. That did not come anywhere close to hitting. I think he only had 4 assists, barely broke into the 20s as far as scoring goes. So a disappointing effort from the Sixers. One more I wanted to touch on before we look at tonight's card in the NBA. We had so much fun mocking the Wizards yesterday. The old one-win Wizards who were hosting the Hawks. The Wizards went off, in particular C.J. McCollum, who had 46, Kate, 27 from Alex Sarr and 11 rebounds as well for a double-double. The Hawks lose to the Wizards in D.C., 4-1 on the money line, the Wizards yesterday, and it wasn't really in question. They ended up running away and winning by 19.
Hindsight 2020, right? Always. But after we got done with that segment, I kind of thought to myself, the Wizards are going to win tonight. This is the spot. We just trashed the Wizards. Of course they're going to go on and win tonight.
Of course.
Okay, credit to the Wizards, C.J. McCollum. I mean, we even said yesterday, they have some good players in C.J. McCollum and Chris Middleton, but they've done nothing this season. McCollum hears that. He goes off for 46. They hit 19 threes overall. Now we fade. Now we fade the Wizards. Can they win 2 in a row? Probably not. This was a great win, and their next game is going to be a letdown. They're like, yep, we got one. We played really great. I don't have faith in the Wizards going forward, but I will give them their flowers for a good win in an NBA Cup game against the Atlanta Hawks without Trae Young.
There you go.
Yeah.
You just got you got to eat it sometimes, and we ate it on that one. We'll get into college football rivalry weekend in just a moment, but tonight's NBA card, again, these are in-season tournament NBA Cup games, all nine of them on the NBA slate tonight. Some really interesting matchups. You've got the Pistons at the Celtics, Pistons 2.5-point favorites. You got the T-Wolves at the Thunder as 8.5-point dogs in a Western Conference Finals rematch. Rockets 2.5-point dogs at Golden State without KD in the lineup again. Which game, if any, or maybe a couple, jumps off the card at you tonight, Kate?
You know what, Chris? This is an ugly game, but I like the Raptors tonight. They're okay. Laying a big number, 10.5. But this Pacers team has just been so bad this year, and the Raptors have been playing really well. They also play really well at home. I just think this is a spot where you continue to back a team that's been extremely hot and has a ton of momentum versus a Pacers team that, yeah, we make fun of the Wizards, but the Pacers also only have 2 wins. They're 0-9 away from home. Like, this is a spot where I'm going Raptors all the way. And then I like the Warriors tonight. They have not been great in cup games at all, but they've won 6 of their 7 games on their home floor. It's a short number, 2.5. No Durant, so that takes away the top scorer for the Rockets. And you also have Adams and Eason that are out too. And those are not massive names or big-time scorers, but they're role players that do eat up some minutes, are good on the boards, and you can take those two out and that opens things up a little bit more for Golden State. Plus, I mean, Steph's coming off a massive game. And I also think you could play the over in this one too, because both of these teams are 1-2 in cup play. And so they're fighting for their lives. It's likely they're not going to make it out of their group, but like the point differential matters. And so for some of these teams that are down in that category, like I think the scoring just continues all night. At a high rate. So over in Golden State and the Warriors -2.5.
Houston has won 6 of 11, 11 of 17 since opening the season by losing their first two. But again, as you mentioned, Kate, no Kevin Durant. Steph Curry, 31 against Utah last time out, 38 in a loss against Portland, 34 at Orlando. We'll see if he can go for 30 again. That would be 4 in a row for him. Mentioned Detroit at Boston. Celtics have won 4 of their last 5 to kind of right the ship just a little bit. But the difference here is that the Celtics have absolutely nobody rebounding the ball. And I think that's a concern against a Pistons team that rebounds pretty well. I think they're 7th in the league right now in rebounding. Detroit is. So if I had to lean one way or another, it would be Pistons laying just 2.5 at the Celtics tonight. The game that's most interesting to me, it's the middle part of this NBA triple header here on Thanksgiving Eve, is the Western Conference Finals rematch. T-Wolves getting 8.5 at OKC, and you go, wow, that's a big number. Well, OKC's been on fire to start the season. Minnesota's lost 2 in a row. This is the final game of a 3-game road trip for them. But in the first two in those losses, Anthony Edwards has gone 40-plus in each of them, and they were tight games. They only lost by 1 at Phoenix. They lost by 5 in overtime at Sacramento. I go back and forth on this one because it is a bigger number. I don't know if I want to sit around and wait for it to maybe push to 9 if we can get there. As I mentioned, Oklahoma City has won 9 in a row, none by fewer than 13. They've all been routes. They're averaging over their last 9 games, Kate, the Thunder, a 22-point margin of victory.
Jeez.
So that explains the number. Part of me wants to go with the T-Wolves to break the losing streak, win the final game on the road trip before Thanksgiving. Edwards goes off again. I just don't know if 8.5 is enough to get me there. That sounds silly in a rematch of the conference finals, but I just don't know if it's enough.
No, I get that, especially with the Wolves coming off an overtime game too. Like that's... Yeah. Is less than ideal having to play extra minutes there. I will say I do like backing road teams more so, and I know I just took 2 home teams, but in games like before Thanksgiving, because you have to imagine Thunder players, they're at home, they have all their people coming into town, they're busy, they're planning their Thanksgiving, whatever. There's just more distractions. Still,
yeah.
The Thunder have been so dominant, I'm staying off this game altogether.
Yeah, I might wait around for some Anthony Edwards props to get posted. Maybe sprinkle those in during lightning bets at the end of the show. Top of the hour, back into the Thanksgiving and Black Friday NFL slate. But coming up next, rivalry weekend in college football. We go inside the Egg Bowl, the Lone Star Showdown, clean old-fashioned hate in Atlanta, and the game in Ann Arbor on Saturday, all next on Bet Sweats.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All here for the drama of college football, especially in the SEC. And around the country, really, on rivalry weekend. Egg Bowl, clean old-fashioned hate, Lone Star Showdown, the game. When the games get their own names, Kate, you know that they're really important. You know that people, regardless of the team's records, just want to beat the other side. And we got a handful of games like that this weekend, all of them massive for CFP implications as well. We'll get into those in just a moment here on Bet Sweats. Alongside Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mack, live coast to coast on the BetMGM network. If you've missed anything in the first hour, you can always rewind inside your Odyssey app and get caught up. Well, maybe you're making that trip this morning, wherever you're going. Maybe you're just hanging out. Maybe you got some work to finish up before you sneak out of the office early. Whatever it is, we got you here. As in 20 minutes, we'll take a dive into the Thanksgiving and Black Friday NFL slate. Packers, Lions, Chiefs, Cowboys, Bengals, Ravens, and Bears, Eagles. Plus, I mean, I've done enough whining about Thanksgiving food this week for an entire month's worth of shows. Doesn't matter. We'll do more. We will power rank our favorite Thanksgiving foods in 40 minutes from now here on Bet Sweats. But the drama won't stop. And I'm not just talking about the games themselves and the rivalries. I saw a great column this morning, Kate, from Matt Hayes of USA Today. And he flipped this whole Lane Kiffin Ole Miss thing kind of on its head just a little bit. And he said, really, Ole Miss, you're going to do this. First of all, you're going to force Lane Kiffin to make his decision before the CFP, right? And then if he makes the decision to leave for LSU or maybe Florida, because those are SEC teams, you're going to tell him, get out. It's going to be like when you quit a job and give them 2 weeks notice and they're like, nope, you get out now. Pack up your things and go. His point is more along the lines of, you're Ole Miss. This is the best and most relevant you've been since the Eli Manning years, right? Why not just let Lane coach out the rest of the string, especially if you make it into the CFP. Obviously, you handle Mississippi State. See if you can't put together a magical run for this team. And, okay, it's an interesting argument that I can get on board with in some respects, but I also think it would open the door for what do we love about college football, especially Lane Kiffin, more drama. What if Lane Kiffin, what if Ole Miss decided to keep Lane Kiffin around, despite whatever his decision may be, through the CFP, and Ole Miss did go on a run? And Lane Kiffin, despite most of the world knowing that he were headed to LSU or Florida, were allowed to coach Ole Miss to like a national championship game appearance, were that to happen. That would be just as interesting to me, and I think would open the door for what would be a classic Lane Kiffin move to maybe go on a run with Ole Miss and then somehow try to back out of accepting a job at LSU or Florida, which would be hilarious to me.
That would be the most Lane Kiffin move of all time. Ever. Like, no Ever. One brings the drama more than Lane Kiffin. And, like, for all of the quotes in the media he's had this year, trolling his daughter's boyfriend on LSU, yeah. all the stuff that we've had, talking trash to other players, like, that would be the cherry on top to it all. I don't know why Ole Miss is forcing him to make a decision. The jobs are still going to be available for Kiffin after the playoff. Like, no one, the entire college football world is waiting for Kiffin to make his move before anyone hires anyone else. Like, it's not like Kiffin's on the clock where LSU is going to make an offer to someone else. Like, they're going to wait for Kiffin to make his decision. And maybe that's Ole Miss trying to put some pressure on Kiffin to stay. But if you're Lane Kiffin, like, I would try and, if maybe he has push to make your decision after the playoffs, right? Like,
yeah, there's I'd be no curious one to know how much pressure is coming from whichever job he may be this close to accepting, you know, at LSU, or like I said, outside shot at Florida. If either of those administrations are putting a push on him to say, listen, you know, we've got the portal, we've got all kinds of recruits that need to be secured. We need you to lock this up in December. We need it to be done. And is that creating this pressure as much as anything else? It's the drama of college football, especially with the ridiculous timeline of coach searches and recruiting and transfer portal all happening at the same time as the playoffs. Like, at some point, we need to get in college football to a world where everyone can agree, since there's no governing body that actually does anything effective, looking at you, NCAA, we need somebody to look around and be the adult in the room and say, listen, no more portal in December. Recruiting and all that, we're going to wait until after we push through the playoff. Maybe much like the NFL, where they have a limitation on how much or how you can interview coordinators and assistant coaches during the NFL playoffs. And you can't bring them in for interviews until, say, conference championship weekend. Maybe in the college world, it could be, listen, you can virtually interview guys or you can talk to them, but you can't actually interview them until, I don't know, the semifinal round. Whatever it may be, somebody needs to do a better job of getting the guardrails around this thing so that we're not routinely every December, late November, early December, going through things like, well, the Lane Kiffin drama.
Yeah, I guess the December portal, I forgot about that. That forces the decision to have to happen early because recruits want to know who their next coach is going to be. I mean, I just wonder how distracting or what type of distraction this has put on the players for Ole Miss. Like, that's my handicap in this game against Mississippi State, is what's the distraction level like for Ole Miss? They should be able to go out and beat a Mississippi State team by over a touchdown, but you wonder the intangible part of all of this that, you know, you can't exactly account for in the season-long stats and any numbers or metrics you want to weigh against each other for either team. For me, it's more of like, how locked in is this Ole Miss team? Do they feel like they're supported from Lane Kiffin still? Do they feel like he's already out the door? Those are the types of things that I would want to know before betting this game. Obviously still like college football playoff implications for Ole Miss. So you'd imagine that they would be playing their best football. But those types of distractions for college age kids can kind of derail things.
Yeah, because as a player, especially if you're a player of consequence, if you have a feeling that your head coach, who you may have an attachment to, is leaving, well, all of a sudden, that opens your eyes to the possibility of leaving as well. And so, you know, and that keeps you from being as focused at practice or in meetings or whatever it may be. So this thing is not going to push north of the 7.5 that Ole Miss is currently laying. We are locked in on that number, I think. I don't think we'll come back down from 7. Now, again, Mississippi State has been frisky at times this year. They took Texas to the wire. They had a battle against Tennessee. But I think this is just a different level of talent. If it were less than 7, if you could get me to 6.5, I'd comfortably lay it with Ole Miss. But that's not going to happen. If you're laying that 7.5 with Ole Miss, you're hoping and praying, which I don't think you ever want to do when you're betting, but you do you, boo. You're hoping and praying that Ole Miss is truly focused and locked in on this game. And look, maybe if they're not, they still cover 7.5, just again, because they are that much more talented than the Bulldogs. But I'm just not willing to bet on it not being a massive distraction.
What do you think about the total? 62.5 feels high. And I know their offense can go off pretty quickly.
Yeah, Ole Miss can go off. Mississippi State hasn't given up fewer than 35 in the last month. They gave up 35 to Arkansas. They gave up 49 to Missouri. So 41 to Georgia, 45 to Texas. I think only once, hold on, I'm going back and checking. They've given up fewer than 35 just once in conference, I believe it is. Twice. They lost 31-9 to Texas A&M. So the Mississippi State defense, I think, has a good chance to, it could unravel at some point, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see them hang points in this game.
Yeah, and I suppose if you're Ole Miss, you're going to want to put up as many points as possible and make a statement.
Yep.
So you're not taking your foot off the gas, even if you are up big. Not that Lane Kiffin ever does that.
True. So all the drama and everything else that goes into that game makes it the most interesting one of the weekend, perhaps. Noon on Friday in Starkville, Mississippi. We've also got Georgia Tech. The Dogs laying 13.5 in what is a road game. I'm making air quotes with my fingers if you're listening, not watching, because Georgia Tech is playing a home game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is basically a home away from home for Georgia. I think they're totally deflated, have to be the Yellow Jackets after the loss to Pitt last weekend. This feels like Georgia big. Just you talk about wanting to make statements as well. This is an opportunity for Georgia to make a statement going into the CFP.
What Georgia Tech is playing for right now is a better bowl game, if anything. Like, their season's over. Their season ended last week against Pitt. I have no interest in backing Georgia Tech, a bunch of players that are probably deflated after that loss. Georgia may be wanting to build a little momentum going into Chris, help me. Georgia's playing in the SEC champion. Alabama's in the SEC championship. Georgia's not in right now.
No, Georgia's in right now. Georgia's in
so
right now against
Bama
A&M.
Unless anything crazy happens.
Bama could sneak in. Yes, Bama could sneak into the SEC championship game. But right now we're talking Georgia A&M. So look,
A&M. Okay.
I just don't think Georgia Tech, like I said, it has to be totally deflated. 13.5, a big number. But again, worth keeping an eye on. A&M and Texas, the other team that'll be in the SEC championship game, if they win, A&M undefeated right now. And Texas has just been a totally different team at home, Kate. And that's what has me concerned. I think that's why this line is only sitting at 2.5 in favor of the Aggies.
And Arch has been better over the last couple of games. Like, Arch has gotten better as the season has gone on. I am scared with the short number, even for Texas A&M, I could see Texas upsetting them. Am I going to take Texas on the money line? Plus 110? Probably not. I'd rather just take the points at minus 115. I don't know. Or just stay off that game. But I'm a little nervous for A&M.
Yeah, we'll get into the game, Ohio State, Michigan, coming up just a little bit later. But we got to get back into those Thanksgiving and Black Friday NFL games. Packers only getting 2.5 on the road at Detroit. We'll get into that one. Plus, can the Chiefs continue to move things forward in a positive note at Dallas, whose defense has bounced back? All of that next on Bet Sweats.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.